Luke chapter 19. And Yeshua entered into and passed through Jericho. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Yeshua, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little of stature. And he ran ahead and climbed up into a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Yeshua came to the place, and he looked up and saw him, and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must stay at your house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw, they all murmured, saying, that he is gone to be a guest with a man that is a sinner. And Zacchaeus stood and said to the master, Behold, Master, the half of my goods I give to the poor, and if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore to him fourfold. And Yeshua said to him, This day is salvation come to this house, for so much as he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man is come to seek and save that which is lost. And they heard these things, he added, and spoke a parable. Because he was near to Jerusalem, and because they thought that the kingdom of Yahweh should immediately appear. He said, therefore, a certain nobleman went into a far country to receive for himself a kingdom and to return. And he called his 10 servants and delivered them 10 pounds and said to them, Occupy till I come. But his citizens hated him and sent a message after him, saying, We will not have this man to reign over us. And it came to pass that when he was returned, having received the kingdom, then he commanded these servants to be called to him to whom he had given the money, that he might know how much every man had gained by trading. Then came the first, saying, Master, your pound has gained 10 pounds. And he said to him, Well, you good and faithful servant, because you have been faithful in this a very little, have now authority over 10 cities. And the second came, saying, Master, your pound has gained 5 pounds. And he said likewise to him, Be also you over 5 cities. And another came, saying, Master, behold, here is your pound, which I have laid up in a napkin. For I feared you, because you are a harsh man. You take what you do not lay down, and reap what you do not sow. And he said to him, Out of your own mouth I judge you, you wicked servant. You knew that I was a harsh man, taking up what I did not lay down, and reaping what I did not sow. Therefore, why did you not give my money to the bank, that at my coming I might have required my own money with interest? And he said to them that stood by, Take from him the pound, and give it to him that has 10 pounds. And they said to him, Master, he has 10 pounds already. For I say to you that to every one which has shall be given, and from him that does not have, even what he has shall be taken away from him. But those, my enemies, which would not that I should reign over them, bring them forth and kill them before me. And when he had thus spoken, he went ahead and ascending up to Jerusalem. And it came to pass, when he was come near to Bethphage and Bethany, at the mount called the Mount of Olives, he sent 2 of his disciples, saying, Go into the village over beside you, in the which at your entering you shall find a colt tied, whereupon has never yet sat a man. Loosen him and bring him here. If any man ask you, Why do you loosen him? You shall say this to him, Because our sovereign has need of him. And they that were sent went their way, and found even as he had said to them. And as they were loosening the colt, the owners of the colt said to them, Why do you loosen the colt? And they said, Our sovereign has need of him. And they brought the colt to Yeshua, and they cast their garments upon the colt, and they set Yeshua upon him. And as he went, they spread their clothes along the way. And when he was come near, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise Yahweh with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that comes in the name of Yahweh, peace in heaven and honor in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said to him, Rabbi, rebuke your disciples. And he answered and said to them, I tell you, that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And when he was come near, he beheld the city and wept over it, saying, If you had known, even you, at least in this your day, the things which belong to your peace, but now they are hid from your eyes. For the days shall come upon you that your enemies shall cast a trench around you and compass you around and keep you on every side and shall lay you even with the ground and your children within you. And they shall not leave in you one stone upon another because you did not know the time of your visitation. And he went into the temple and began to cast them out that sold in the temple and them that bought as well, saying to them, It is written, My house is the house of prayer, but you have made it a den of thieves. And he taught daily in the temple. But the chief priests and the scribes and the chief of the people sought to destroy him and could not find what they might do, for all the people were very attentive to hear him. End of chapter 1.